Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I wrote these words a few days ago, depending on when you're hearing them. I know the world, the news, myself, at the time I'm writing. I don't know the world, the news, or even myself at the time you're listening to me. The power of words, the intimacy of radio, the joy of literature, is that the speaker or author can speak or write to us from days or years ago, and for literature, even centuries ago. Looking at it another way, what words would you want people to hear or read in 50 years' time, 100 years' time, 500 years' time? I expect there will be a survival of the fittest, where the best literature lasts. Tastes and perceptions will undoubtedly see some genres both decline and others have resurgence. But what about your words? What message or messages, insights and wisdom would you like others to consider? I've been writing weekly thoughts in my ministry for over 20 years. I started in Australia, based on something that happened to me, an event, interaction, thought, coincidence, book, film, person, which became a springboard for a thought or a reflection or a perspective. And I would say truth. Yes, truth for me. The world has and hasn't changed in those 20 years. Humanity continues to inspire me and cause me to despair. We are capable of amazing things and yet seem to be forever mired in struggle and hardship, injustice and violence, fear and death. Nevertheless, we are always wanting a better life, tomorrow, and for our children. At the moment, it seems to me that we have narrowed our self-understanding to almost a single identity, a single word. Maybe it's our gender, our nationality, our profession, our class, our politics, our philosophies, our sexual behaviour. They all generate a lot of words. And yet I know I am an amalgam of all such identities. I am many words. Which do I want to stand out? What do I want you to notice, remember about me? What wisdom does my life give me? It is said that there are only a few storylines running through all of literature. Theatre needs conflict. Lyrics are largely about love. Religion pits humanity and the divine in some sort of relationship of power. It is thought that the oldest literature on the planet will reveal the oldest perspectives, philosophies, and wisdom, unless one wants to seize the day with one's own experiences. I find it interesting and understandable that ancient literature seems to be about love and war, people and gods. Homer's The Iliad, for example, is it the earliest story? Begins with the word rage, ostensibly the rage of Achilles, but that ripples far and wide. I have it too, lurking, controlling, when my rights, myself, are thwarted, or when I encounter what I consider wrong and evil, or when I want to be in control but aren't. The human story hasn't, and doesn't, overly change, in my view. But the story of Jesus Christ for me has changed everything. In the pantheon of gods, he is the only one who turns everything on its head. A weak God, puny and on a cross, who suffers because of love and demonstrates his power in washing feet, has changed the world. And because of an empty tomb, this is more than a story. It is the news. Good news. The best news ever. And so I would like my words to reflect that story. And I want my life to do so as well. And that's another story. Let's pray. Almighty God, your word made flesh is life to us because Jesus gave his life for us. May your words that point to Jesus, reveal Jesus, and explain following Jesus shape all our words and deeds. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.